Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living the keto lifestyle. My name is Tammy, I'm your host, and today you're listening to Naked Recap. Hey, yesterday I jumped on and was able to give you some tips or some tricks about shopping. Today I just wanted to get on and just recap what was technically day one after a very long, very nasty break from keto. But you know, day one, technically, you know, restarting, jumping into the lifestyle again, and it went really well. Actually, I did go over my macros just a little bit, and so I had 23 carbs for the day instead of 20. Didn't quite meet my protein, and I didn't quite meet my fat, or maybe I think I met my protein but didn't quite meet my fat. One or the other. One of them was just slightly below and one was like met it, which is great. So I was proud of those. My calorie intake was literally spot on. I think I can get 1100 calories a day, something like that, and I was just under. And so it actually went really well and I felt really good. By the way, again, apologizing for the driving. I try to do my podcast episodes as often as I can. I try to do them at home in my quiet little office with, you know, my podcast equipment. But a lot of times I just do it out on the go because that's how I have time. I know that a lot of you are probably moms and or dads who would understand the life when you have busy kids and a busy family, and so it'd be very easy to give the excuse of, I didn't have time to podcast because conditions weren't perfect. Well, I've just learned in my life it's conditions are never going to be perfect, so I'd rather bring you content and you guys have a little background noise. You just have to imagine that you're sitting in the car having a conversation with me, and there's a little bit of car noise. So, sorry for the noise, but I know that it's more important I get content in here for you than to wait for conditions to be perfect. So that being said, yeah, it went really well. I felt great yesterday. I was a little nervous because my body would have to get used to the lack of massive amounts of food that I was eating over the last few months of just, oh my gosh, snacks and pastries and whatever, and gluten. Oh my gosh, I had so much gluten over the last 3 months, and I felt great, and it made this morning's choice that I made a lot easier. So this morning I take my son to, so my husband and my son, they go to, so at our church we have a men's prayer group, and they meet on Tuesday mornings at 5:30 a.m. FYI, in the winter at 5:30 a.m. in Salt Lake City, it is bloody cold, but worth it. These guys, we call them our Emerge Men, because Emerge is the name of our men's ministry. And anyway, I took him. My husband is still at home on oxygen, and so I took our youngest son to prayer this morning. And afterwards, it is tradition that afterwards we take him to, Aaron will usually take him to breakfast. And so we decided that we were going to go to a Mexican restaurant and get a breakfast burrito. And literally on the way there, I just was like, okay, hey, you know, do you want to share one? Cause they're ginormous. Do you want to share one or do you want your own? They can cut it in half and you can have one for lunch at school today. And he had decided on that. He wanted to have some leftovers for lunch. And so I thought in my head, okay, perfect. I'll just get another one. I'll have them cut it in half. And then Aaron can have half when I get home and I'll have the other half. Do-do-do-do-do, going along my way. And all of a sudden, as we pulled in, I went, wait a minute. I can't have this. What am I thinking? It's a tortilla. It's got potatoes. Like, no, I would literally blow like, oh, way too many carbs. And so, I was a little sad at first. For half a minute, I even thought, you know what? Be fine. I started rationalizing. Like, oh, it'll be fine. You know, what if I just take the potatoes out and I, you know, unwrap the burrito and just have the eggs and the meat? I was like, seriously, Tam, stop. And immediately what came to mind was yesterday's success. So I know that we are not to focus on yesterday's failures, but we are absolutely to count on yesterday's successes. So yesterday was so good. And I thought to myself, you know what, Tam, don't do this. You'll feel gross. You won't like it. You'll end up feeling frustrated for the rest of the day. And look how great yesterday was. You felt so good. You felt energy. You didn't feel hungry. You didn't have heart. I actually didn't. I didn't have the heartburn or the ulcer feeling that I'll get a lot of times when I'm eating crappy. And I just realized, like I talked myself out of getting one, which was great. And I was able to do that because yesterday was so awesome. So remember your successes. So it probably would have been more appropriate to label this episode Naked Successes. But at the same time, really, I wanted to recap that, but to really bring to the forefront your attention on success, because it really is important. I sort of equate it to something in our marriage that we do. We also have a marriage ministry, and one of the things that we talk about in our book is being able to take time to remember the things that you're thankful for in your marriage. Because if you're writing down things that you're thankful for about your spouse, when you get in an argument or you start to feel like the enemy's lying to you, you start to feel like, gosh, my husband is so, I don't know, it's a little early in the morning, but you know, maybe you're thinking that your spouse is not attentive, or gosh, my husband doesn't give me affirmations enough, or he doesn't spend enough time with me. I can actually pause and go, now, wait a minute, that's not true. And I go to my list and I'm like, look at all the times he spends time with me. Look at how he went out of his way to make me feel special or to tell me I was beautiful. It really helps in a marriage to look at the successes, to look at the things that you're grateful for. And then it kind of takes the lie out of the equation, and you can stop and go, okay, you know what? This was one weak moment that he had, or this was one weak moment that we had. And it does not mean that my husband doesn't spend enough time with me. It means that he had a clashing priority and we made some mistakes. And for this moment in time, maybe I feel like, you know, disappointed because we're not spending time together at this minute, but it doesn't mean that overall, that you, right, you get what I'm saying. And so I equate it to that, because really in your keto lifestyle, we should be doing the same thing. Day to day, looking at your successes, remembering them, so that it helps you to make a new choice now and in this moment, and to change your mindset in this moment, right? With my marriage example, maybe I can't change that moment. Maybe we already had an argument, or maybe there was a competing priority, or the mistake was already made. Maybe I can't change that mistake or that thing in that moment, but I can change my mindset and I can move forward with a better mindset. And so it's just something to really like carry with you. Remember your successes. And it can be, for me, it was a whole day. But also, I look backward in time, and when I thought about jumping back into keto, over the last, especially the last month, I felt really depressed about, like, wow, what a failure I am. I can't believe that I gained so much weight in the last 6 months. I can't believe that I you know, haven't podcasted in 8 months. I'm a failure. I'm this, I'm that. And it makes you not really want to do the thing that you're most sad about. And it takes a mindset shift to get out of that mentality and to walk into where your success is going to meet you. It took me looking at, okay, I had 6 really bad months, maybe a full year to a year and a half of not doing great, still living keto lifestyle, but not doing great. Instead, like, focusing on, yeah, but you know what? I've been doing keto for going on 5 years. I have maybe a year and a half of bad, but I did 3 solid years of strict keto. Like, there's celebration in that. There is inspiration and motivation when I think about what I've done and how I did it and being able to be motivated to do it again. So just remember your successes. It might be a whole day. It might be 3 whole years. It might be a whole year. It may be a moment. Like maybe yesterday if you started, maybe today if you start, maybe you have one moment where you made a good choice about food. That one moment where you're like, oh, you know what? I really don't need those chips, or I don't really need that piece of bread. I really want it and I'm really tempted by it, but you know what? I'm going to choose a better choice. Well, just because the rest of the day you make crap choices doesn't mean that that one choice wasn't successful. And it proves to yourself that you have the power to make another good choice. And today, maybe you push it farther. Maybe today you make 2 good choices, right? Make sure that you're taking in your successes. Don't let your failures determine what your future looks like. Just don't do that. I'm really grateful to be able to talk to you about that this morning, and just wanted to just start the day off with a relatively quick podcast. Hope your day is going well. I guess I could talk a little bit more about yesterday. I mean, feel free to stop the podcast now if you've heard enough, but actually, I guess I wanted to talk a little bit more about what I ate yesterday. Oh, wait, no, I already did that. Huh, you guys are going to be so laughing at me. I did that yesterday. So the episode I did last night, I talked about what I ate yesterday. So actually, you can listen to that. That will be helpful for you. So it is a relatively quick podcast today, and that's okay. I'm grateful to be able to be on and just share with you some processing that I was doing. I was just proud of turning down that breakfast burrito this morning. Oh, instead, I can't tell you this. Instead, I got creative and I got a side of carne asada. I know, weird, right? But I'm on my way home. I'm going to give the burrito to my husband that I got for him. And then the side of carne asada, I'm going to throw some over easy eggs on the stove, and I'm going to throw that over over the carne asada. And I may even make some cauliflower rice with it. It's actually really good. If you guys have not had a cauliflower breakfast bowl, go have one. Oh my gosh. So cauliflower rice bowls are one of my favorite breakfasts. You either make or get cauliflower rice and put that in a bowl, cook it, put in a bowl. You can throw some seasoning on it. And then I will put stuff on top of it, just like I would do if I was having like a breakfast bowl with potatoes. Put the potatoes down, throw some eggs on top, maybe some avocado, some salsa, whatever you like to have like in an egg bowl. I love cauliflower rice burrito or bowls. They're so good. Burrito on my mind again, I know. But I love the bowls. They're actually really good. So I may do kind of a thing like that. Last night, that's what I did for my dinner. I did cauliflower rice with chicken and cream of chicken soup, and it was really good. So anyway, I'm going to go home and enjoy some carne asada. Listen, get creative. So once you make that decision, don't even let it make you sad. Just be like, what can I do? In fact, for our marriage every year, there's some kind of a hashtag that we grasp onto. And last year, the year before, was hashtag what can I do? So what can I do? What can I do in my marriage right now? And that proved very useful, by the way, during our 3 months of hell that we've had. But what can I do? And I think of the same thing. Like this morning, it kind of came to mind. I'm like, well, I can't have a burrito. What can I do? And in my head at first, it was like, nothing. You can't do anything. There's nothing on this menu you can have. And I was like, you know, I wonder if I ask them, I wonder if they'll give me a side of carne asada. They did. They charged me an arm and a leg for it, but they did give it to me. So you can get creative when you're out, like get creative and don't be bashful about asking for what you're interested in. The worst they can say is no. All they had to say this morning is, oh no, we don't have a way to do that, to charge for it. Well, okay, that's fine. Like no harm, no foul. I'd have gone home and made an excellent breakfast on my own. So anyway, just get creative. A lot of times it can feel a little embarrassing to be asking for what you're wanting, but just go for it because the worst I can say is no. All right, you guys, happy ketoing, and I will catch you next time on The Naked Keto Wife. Bye for now.